Women in Exile, they planned before a bus tour like the last years, and this year it's so different because it is a collaboration with also a lot of organizations around Germany, organization who support women's organization who's helping them also and seeing the situation for women's in the Lager in the Heims, and they are also supporting them with w many ways and trying to make them involved also. Even so many difficulties for women who don't speak German, that makes them so isolated, having so many problems, being alone only with children, and all the laws sometimes is against them. So I was the last 2 days there. I was at the beginning in Magdeburg, so the bus tour started at 23, and I went there shortly, and I found the place, and we talked to some women, and most of the women speak Persian, and there is also different nationalities, women who speak also Arabic from Iraq and different countries. I asked many time, how did you know about this event? How did you hear about it? And they say, yeah, you know this woman from this organization, she helped me. I owe her a lot. She told me about this, and they are so yeah, there is a lot to do there. After Magdeburg, I went to Leipzig. It was at the beginning sessions to tell us more information or missing information. People have many questions. The information, the laws change every month, and it's getting ridiculous to find an answer for your questions. So those people also supported us with answers and to have also private session afterwards to talk about it more and to find some ways how to do things or what does this mean as laws that we can't understand. So yesterday when I went there, I was interested in the demonstration. So many women who was from Leipzig, they said, yeah, we announced the demonstration. We told people it is an Ausländerbehörde, and they didn't want the address. They said, oh yeah, we know it. We know the place. It's just famous. Yeah, I don't think it's in a positive way famous. A lot of people having problem with it. So we gathered yesterday there, and as I said, most of the participants are women and children, and I was so happy to see such a demonstration with a lot of children. Like, it's not really possible, but they are also involved. A lot young girls, like maybe 10 years old, and she talks like a really woman activist. Like, I'm going here, I just told my mom I'm coming to Leipzig to support this group. My mom knows them already, and I felt really amazed. Also, I don't forget to mention about men. Yesterday, some thoughts of mine personally changed because the first time for me to see men from Arabic countries or from immigrant background, they are supporting women, they are taking care of the children, they are making the food, they are just making it really. I was looking at it and do you know each other before? Are you family or something? And they are really sweet and kind and also supporting to this demonstration.
That sounds really good and like a really nice meeting you had yesterday and also the day before yesterday. But you told about the demonstration in front of the Ausländerbehörde. What was it about?
Yeah, it is about a lot. As we know that lately that there is a law for deportation, and especially for Afghanistan, a not safe country, and everyone there had to say something, and it touched them really a lot. They spoke from their heart, they wrote letters, and they start speaking in front of it. They hope that there is a humanity inside who could listen to them or could know, look from the window, see who is outside under the sun, asking for their basic rights as a human. Yeah, there is a lot to ask for and a lot of questions asked to the Ausländerbehörde because they have this laws that it's ridiculous that you can't you're not allowed to work. Then what am I doing here? Eating spaghetti or just eating the daily food in Heims that they want them just to eat and sleep and be quiet and accept everything, and it's not a way to live. And people here are asking to start their own new life or to make it a little bit better for them to be able to give also, not only to receive. So they're asking also to have a permission to work, the permission to travel. It's ridiculous. It's like a big jail, and it's not really big difference than other countries who is restricted with this those kind of laws. So it was basically also against the deportation and, as I said, for work permission. A lot to ask for. Aslan Dibahoda. It's your name when you need troubles, like, or...
Yeah. You had a microphone with you yesterday and you recorded some of the speeches. You have given me some of the speeches here. Who is it? What will we hear?
So yesterday there was open mic. I was recording everything and I also had the small interviews. One of the speeches that I liked yesterday, and or I find it highlight.
After a long wait of asylum process in Lagos that are mostly neglected old military barracks. Refugees live in fear and have no perspective in this city. Deportation threats and pressure are too high, and we tend to wonder when Germany celebrates being the first world weapons exporters. Do you think of the consequences when your leaders travel from Asia to Africa making dirty treaties? Do they prepare of the outcomes? We are here to let you know that freedom of movement is everybody's right, and we are not the problem. The laws you make are the problem. You cannot destroy and loot everything we have in our countries and yet feel burdened when we are here. Few weeks ago, we saw the Interior Minister celebrating the deportation of 69 Afghanistan as his birthday achievement. And we want to let him know that the one life that was lost during this deportation is a deduction of 1 year of his life. You can deport a few, but you cannot deport all of us. Today we are here united, together with other groups in solidarity with refugees, to say no deportation, and we say it loud and clear that refugees are welcome here.
We are here and we will fight. Freedom of movement is everybody's right. We are here and we will fight. Freedom of movement is everybody's right.
We say we are here and we are going nowhere. Stop, stop, stop.
Who was it? Who did we hear?
This is one of the speeches from Women in Exile and Friends. And there are powerful women who made a really big speech, and it makes everyone energized and really wanting to participate, wanting also to scream and let everyone hear what they ask for. It is in English, and the other speeches, it was also in different languages, and there is a translation from Persian also to English or to Arabic or to Deutsch, and mixed of speeches. We would like also... I enjoyed it yesterday really much to understand and to listen and to see, also to meet the people personally who would like to participate and change. They don't have to be expert in laws. And also for young men came to us at the marketplace when we reached the demonstration, and there is also open mic. There is young boys with the paper, what they want really, what they want to talk about, and they are really talking from their heart, asking, begging, like... for some stuff, or the Auslander Brotherhood, it's just a paper. Why you stop a human life because of paper? Why you destroy human life because you just don't want to just sign the paper? And I find it really sad and ridiculous in the same time.
You said earlier before about the open mic, about all the people. How many people were there? Just take a guess.
I can't say a number, but it's around 90 to 100. I can count also the children, maybe, because they are too tiny and everyone is everywhere.
No, with children.
Yeah. So, I can say, like, I'm not good in guessing numbers, but it was really many. And also a lot of people, German people, always also supported, and they were sitting beside their group and just asking if they need anything, and they're trying to translate for them, trying to be there emotionally. So because this is a moment when you know that you are begging for something and you don't know if they hear you at all, and you need someone next to you to tell you that we're gonna fight it together, don't worry, we will do it together. And this is what I saw yesterday. It was a two place, the open mic. It was once in at the beginning in the Ausländerbehörde, and then after the march, we reached the marketplace in the middle. And also we gave a chance for the people who see the demonstration or to see us gathering to come and to say a statement.
I think we take another hearing in what you recorded.
So we will listen to this speech in German later in the city center again. So, jetzt hören wir den nächsten Redebeitrag der Gruppe Protest LEJ. We will listen to the next speech of the group Protest LEJ now.
Ja, hallo liebe Leute. Schön, dass ihr alle da seid. Der nächste Redebeitrag ist vom Netzwerk gegen Abschiebungen Protest LEJ. Die Abkürzung LEJ steht für den Flughafen Leipzig, einem der wichtigsten Abschiebeflughäfen Deutschlands und Konzentrationsort unserer Arbeit. Wir sind ein freies, allen zugängliches Bündnis mit dem Ziel, gemeinsam durch Proteste die Gewalt und Leiden während Abschiebungen öffentlich bekannt zu machen, zu skandalisieren und irgendwann ihre Abschaffung zu erreichen. In Anbetracht jüngster Asylrechtsverschärfungen, neuen Abschiebegefängnissen oder geplanten Anker- und Transitzentren ist dieses Ziel aber noch sehr fern, das wissen wir. 2016 und 2017 wurden ca. 49.000 Menschen abgeschoben. Seit Beginn dieses Jahres wieder mehrere Tausend. Jeden Tag, auch heute, vermutlich genau zu dieser Uhrzeit, werden Menschen schuldlos verhaftet, in Abschiebeknäste gesperrt oder zum Flughafen verschleppt. Zu diesen Abschiebeflughäfen gehören vor allem Frankfurt, Düsseldorf und München, aber auch viele weitere, wie hier vor Ort der wichtige Flughafen Leipzig-Halle. Von hier erfolgten in den letzten zwei Jahren mindestens 3.000 Abschiebungen. Bei all diesen kommt es immer wieder zu Fällen von Rechtsbrüchen und Misshandlungen seitens der Behörden. Unter Rechtsbrüchen zählt unter anderem das Entwenden von Geld und Papieren, Familientrennungen, Abschiebungen von Kranken und sogar Schwangeren. Unter Fällen von Gewalt das Anschreien, Fesseln und Verprügeln von Menschen. Mit dieser Willkür staatlich beschützter Gewalt werden täglich unschuldige Menschen drangsaliert, gedemütigt und in perspektivloses Elend abgeschoben. Dabei treibt die bloße Abschiebeandrohung jährlich zahllose Menschen in die psychische Depression, zu Selbstverletzungen und Suiziden. Einer dieser Menschen war der 22-jährige Asylbewerber Taher I., der nach dem Erhalt seiner Asylablehnung im bayerischen Arnsberg im Januar 2017 Selbstmord beging, indem er sich vom zweiten Stock einer Gemeinschaftsunterkunft stürzte. Erst im vergangenen Juni beging ein Mann in der Abschiebehaft Büren ebenso Selbstmord. Todesfälle wie diese und verletzte, traumatisierte Menschen nehmen regierende Politiker durch ihre rassistische Asylpolitik billigend in Kauf. Wie skrupellos diese mit Behörden Menschenleben entsorgen lassen, beweisen vor allem die bisher 14 Sammelabschiebungen nach Afghanistan, einem Land, wo jährlich tausende Zivilisten verletzt und getötet werden. Ebenso die Abschiebungen von Kindern und Jugendlichen aus Kitas und Schulen. Dabei bilden Abschiebungen nur den letzten Akt der Ausgrenzung und Entwürdigung von geflüchteten Menschen in unserer Gesellschaft. Schon vorher leiden die Betroffenen in Lagern oder unter der Willkür und Unterdrückung durch Ausländerbehörden. Menschen mit geringer Bleibeperspektive und Duldung erhalten fast immer Arbeitsverbote. Im Saalekreis beispielsweise wird Geduldeten nicht nur die Arbeitserlaubnis verweigert, sondern auch der Erhalt von Sozialleistungen und der Zugang zu medizinischer Versorgung. Viele Menschen leben dort von Lebensmittelgutscheinen und leiden seit Jahren unter wirtschaftlicher Isolation und Perspektivlosigkeit. Doch selbst wenn geduldete Menschen seit Jahren hier leben und es geschafft haben, arbeiten zu dürfen und ihre Kinder zur Schule gehen, können sie jederzeit abgeschoben werden. Diese Abschiebungen werden von den bundesweiten Ausländerbehörden wie der Leipziger, vor der wir jetzt gerade stehen, mitorganisiert. Hier wird täglich in bürokratischer Gleichgültigkeit über das Aufenthaltsrecht und Schicksal von Menschenleben entschieden. Dabei geriet die Ausländerbehörde Leipzig im letzten Jahr unter anderem für die Ausstellung von Fantasiepapieren, die Geflüchteten keinerlei Aufenthaltsstatus garantieren, ebenso für die Abnahme von persönlichen Dokumenten und die Abschiebung eines Menschen trotz festem Ausbildungsvertrag in die Kritik. Immer wieder wird von geduldeten Menschen die selbstständige Passabnahme.
Ein Ausschnitt vom Open Mic, vom offenen Mikrofon, haben wir hier gerade gehört von der gestrigen Demonstration in Leipzig vor der Ausländerbehörde. Und ich habe immer noch Reem bei mir im Studio zu Gast. So, yeah, thank you for the recording. And I think we can take a look at the future, because the Women in Exile tour, it will go on. Where will you go next? What are the next steps?
So today is the last day of the tour in Magdeburg and Leipzig, and they will go further. Today in Leipzig, from 11 until 1 o'clock, there is a meeting, evaluation meeting at Helmut. As they planned in their tour, they are going through Germany and Basel. So I have no idea about the future plan exactly, but I'm definitely knowing that there will be a meeting. And some women mentioned to me, Welcome United in Hamburg. And they say, yeah, we see you in the next event. Please be there. And I felt really excited to see also what will be there. It's like a surprise for us. And it is a chance for us also to express our opinions.